You can earn cash when you bank with Centra Credit Union.
It's really beneficial for me as a member because it's rewarding me for doing things that I'm already doing.
Centra's cashback checking lets you earn unlimited cash rewards based on how you use your account, and those rewards quickly add up.
I actually use it to buy my books, and that's really helpful for me as someone who's trying to pay for my education. I do love cashback checking. I think it's great.
Centra Credit Union, centered around you.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Lately, I've found myself praying for things that you can't buy with money. My prayer request has been, God, give me peace of mind. Lord, take worry and anxiety away. Father, protect me. Protect me every time I leave the house. Protect my health. Protect my home. Every single one of my prayer requests have been for things that money can't buy. And I have been trying to make sense of all the various tests I've encountered. The challenges that have come to meet me head on. But then I have been reminded that Proverbs 19 verse 21 says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So I am coming to understand that my plans will not have any success unless God governs them all.
I'd like to encourage you to be bold. Too many Christians are timid and feeble because they don't know the power and authority that they have in Jesus. But may I remind you that Luke chapter 10 verse 19 says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Hold on to this verse. Hold on to this promise and let it stir your spirit. No longer should you be fearful and timid. Jesus Christ has given you authority. The authority to trample on the devil and his demons. He has given us the authority to overcome all power of the enemy. And so I simply want you to know that it is not your portion to be fearful as a child of God. It is not your portion to be a timid Christian. But Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, has said, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. So let this be the reason that you pray with power. Let this be the reason you pray with boldness. And here's what I want you to do. When you think of power, think of prayer. And when you think of prayer, think of power. More prayer, more power. If you want more power, pray more. Prayer binds us with God. Prayer empowers us to be able to live out Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Life is full of changes and challenges, but God governs them all. We cannot do a thing without God's counsel, having approved it. So now, as I begin to not just understand that it's God's plan, that governs things and not my plan, I begin to have faith. I begin to have faith that if Jesus can turn the cold heart of a man who used to hunt Christians, if he can turn Saul, the persecutor, to Paul, the apostle, then he can change me from being weak in my mind to being strong. He can change me from being just someone on this earth to become someone significant for his kingdom. I begin to have faith because if Jesus discovered a woman at the well and then gave her living water, then he can do it for me too. He can give me more faith instead of fear. He can give me more peace instead of worry, more joy instead of sadness. If Jesus can feel the touch of a desperate believer on the hem of his garment, then surely he can feel my pain. He can feel the weight that I am carrying. God has a plan for your life and a plan for my life. We can abide by his plan, or we can try and go against it and do what we want to do. The problem with doing our own thing or following our own plan is that we will have to face the consequences. And I would rather follow God's plan than do my own thing without God's counsel. So now the question becomes, my plans or God's plans? You see, the thing about faith is, we act in faith when there is no guarantee, no certainty. No one knows what kind of life a child will have, yet people continue to have children. No one can know how life with your spouse will turn out, yet we continue to have faith that our relationships will last a lifetime. And here is why it sometimes may be difficult or scary to follow God's plan. Believing in God always requires action.
From a fast break to recovery, Indiana hospitals are here for every Hoosier, regardless of their ability to pay. That's why we're teaming up with legislators on a winning playbook to lower costs and protect access to care across our communities. Because good policy doesn't leave anyone on the sidelines. Learn more at HoosierLifeline.com.
You can earn cash when you bank with Centra Credit Union.
It's really beneficial for me as a member because it's rewarding me for doing things that I'm already doing.
Centra's cashback checking lets you earn unlimited cash rewards based on how you use your account, and those rewards quickly add up.
I actually use it to buy my books, and that's really helpful for me as someone who's trying to pay for my education. I do love cashback checking. I think it's great.
Centra Credit Union, centered around you.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Before manifestation. Faith acts before it happens. In Exodus 14, verse 16, Moses had to lift up his rod and stretch out his hand over the sea for it to divide. He didn't get to the Red Sea, and it was already parted. It took faith and action for him to get there, and it took further action before the miracle happened. Think of the woman with the issue of blood. Did she know she would be healed? Did she know that if she pushed past the crowd, if she crawled and squeezed past everyone, why not go to touch the hand of Jesus? Why just the hem of his garment? She was close enough already. Why not run up and grab Jesus or pull on his garment to get his attention? Well, her faith knew that just the action of touching something on Jesus would be more than enough.
Anyone who is speaking the truth will tell you that Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven. Anyone who's speaking a lie will tell you things like, God will forgive you regardless of what you do, as long as you love him and you're a good person. That's a lie. but it's a lie with just enough truth to make it sound believable. God will forgive you. That's true. But only if you repent. And to repent is to change, to turn away from sin. And the Bible never mentions anything about good people entering heaven. It's only those who have acknowledged and received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Only those who receive Jesus, follow Jesus, and obey Him will see heaven. You see, anyone who is speaking the truth will tell you that following Jesus Christ will not be easy, but it will be oh so rewarding and fulfilling, more so than anything in this world. But someone telling a lie will tell you that God wants you to simply enjoy life, live carefree and in prosperity. But that's simply not true. You see, it's the truth that following Jesus Christ isn't easy. Do you know why? Because Jesus said these words, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Nothing about that says life as a Christian is easy. Denying yourself? Taking up a cross? Do you really know what the cross was symbolic of back in those days? Those listening to Jesus as he spoke these words would have known that the cross was an instrument of Roman torture. The cross was a means of torture and harsh, cruel punishment. But here is Jesus saying, "Take up your cross and follow me." The Christian life isn't an easy one. You have to love those that hate you. Bless those that curse you. Forgive those that persecute you. You have to be like Christ. Do you know what Christ endured? Do you know how he was rejected, plotted against, spoken against, and viciously opposed? And we are called to be like him? Christian life is not easy. However, the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 1 verse 5, "For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too." A different translation says, "For just as Christ's sufferings are ours in abundance, as they overflow to his followers, so also our comfort, our reassurance, our encouragement, our consolation is abundant through Christ." It is truly more than enough to endure what we must. Whatever we endure in this life is nowhere near the joy and comfort we'll have in heaven when the Lord takes us in his arms. It's not easy following Christ. That's the truth. But it's so very worth it. And that's also the truth. It's not easy following Christ, but you will have the Holy Spirit to empower you, to help you, to teach and guide you. It's not easy following Christ, but you will gain treasures in heaven if you endure to the end. We need knowledge, people. The knowledge to differentiate the truth from a lie. And I believe that it's so important to know the Word of God. Hosea 4, verse 6. "My people perish because of a lack of knowledge." Really take the time to understand that. A lack of knowledge is what leads to destruction. If you don't know God's Word, if you don't know the truth that is in the Word of God, how will you see through the cloud of deception in this world? How will you survive spiritual warfare? How will you survive spiritual attacks from the devil? Daniel in the Bible is an example of a believer who had knowledge. Daniel prayed to God, but his answer came after 3 weeks of persistent prayer. Daniel didn't stop praying because he knew who he was up against. He didn't stop praying because he knew what he was up against. But so many believers will pray today and stop praying tomorrow, discouraged, dejected, and defeated, thinking God has not answered their prayer. And that's because there is a lack of knowledge that the answer to your prayer may be under attack. Imagine if Daniel stopped praying after 2 weeks. Imagine if he quit after a week. A lack of knowledge is dangerous to a Christian. there is a danger to being spiritually ignorant. A Christian who is unaware of God's word, a Christian who is unaware of the need for prayer, that is a powerless person. A lack of knowledge can also be in the area of bad things happening. God allowed the devil to touch Job, and in the end, it was all for his glory. But a lack of knowledge would have said to Job, God has forsaken you. This would never happen if God really loved you. Yet Job was restored to an even better position than before. Another example is Lazarus. God allowed him to die, for his family to grieve. But in the end, it was all for God's glory. But a lack of knowledge would have said, it's all over for Lazarus. God has left him to die. There are so many examples in the Bible where people of God have demonstrated knowledge and faith by not giving up on God. Even if you were to look at Daniel, he was thrown in the lion's den, but he didn't give up on God. Joseph was betrayed, but he didn't give up on God. Bartimaeus was blind, but he still had the knowledge to know that he should call out to Jesus. In all those situations, these were all men and women of God who were in difficult situations. But by standing strong and standing in faith, they demonstrated knowledge. Knowledge that this pain, this illness, this situation will work out for my good and for God's glory. So don't be too quick to point to the devil all the time. Could it be that God is trying to work in you, through you, and for your good with this problem? But a lack of knowledge thinks every problem is from the devil. Now, don't get me wrong. Some are attacks from the devil. But some things are God ordained. And when we understand that, then your prayer will change. Your perspective will change. You're not just praying for this to just pass, but you are praying for God to accomplish His will. You're praying for God to give you more strength.
There's no road trip like Missouri Route 66. Part freedom, part adventure, all American. There are no miles between each destination. It is the destination. Missouri Route 66 is roadside joy and the best parts of life. So on its 100th anniversary, make some new memories on the Mother Road in the one state where it's like no other. Get Mo-stalgic on Missouri's Route 66. Start your road trip now at visitmo.com.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.